You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host. And today I am broadcasting from magnificent, awesome, beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Guess what? If you are joining me today, it is no accident. As a matter of fact, I believe that it is a setup. You have been attracted here by the Spirit of God so that you can receive revelation, insight, and the tools and strategies that you probably have been praying about and seeking so that you can begin living a purposeful and abundant life. Well, how are you doing? It is a great day here in Atlanta. Guess what? Fall is here, and this weekend we have our first little hint that fall is here. You know, I walked this morning and it was really cool, and it has been so hot here for like, 60 days in the 90s, and this is my favorite time of the year. So for that, I am so grateful. Well, today we're going to be talking about your beautiful brain and how to use it in manifesting and utilizing the law of attraction, your dreams and your intentions. And my very special guest is Shantae Javon Taylor. But before I introduce her, let me just give you a couple of announcements. Of course, all of you know you can visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And my digital specialist just downloaded some pictures. And so you can kind of see me in a different kind of way. So go there. And while you are there, of course, you can visit my store and take a look at my coaching packages. All of you know that I currently coach on 5 continents. And over my 25-year career, I have coached and trained over 10,000 clients. Boy, that's sometimes when I think about that, I'm like, wow, I don't remember all of that. But would love to partner with you to begin creating the life of your dreams. Also, while you're on that page, I have a red donate button. And I know this show is blessing you and is really nourishing your soul. So I want to give you the opportunity to make a donation. I want to thank you in advance. Well, we're going to get right to my very special guest. So we're going to go to these quick commercials and I'm going to be right back.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, my very special guest, and I'm really excited, so I've got to calm down and relax, is Shantae Javon Taylor, and she is a neuroscientist, mindset success catalyst, and social entrepreneur who is igniting minds around the globe through coaching, training, and speaking. She's really just an expert with the mind and the brain because she understands the powerful role that our mind and our thinking plays in really creating a successful life. So her mission is to guide ambitious people seeking new opportunities, how to shift their mindset to reach their full potential in life, professionally, and in business. And I'm so excited. She's so smart, and she's going to teach us in very simplistic, I would say, methods and in a simplistic way, just how we can begin to tap into our minds. So, Shantae Javon Taylor, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you so much, Madam Constance. I appreciate you inviting me so that I could speak with your audience about this wonderful, groundbreaking topic.
How are you doing and how have you been?
I've been excellent, just riding the waves of life and evolving like we all are, mm-hmm. and just sending out good information and vibes in the world.
Well, you know, I'm just going to get right to it. And I just love the brain. I just think it's so powerful. And I've really been pulled by the spirit in that direction because I just think it's something very powerful, you know, about our brain and neuroscience. So you are a neuroscientist. What is a neuroscientist? That sounds really important.
I would hope so. Neuroscience is the study of the brain and the nervous system. And when you think about the brain, well, if people are thinking about their brains, it's not something that you can literally see, but we use it every day, even when we're sleeping. And it is the control center of everything we do and everything we don't do, we decide not to do. It tells our body cells what to do, our organs what to do, what our skin should look like. Should it be full of moisture or not? It is responsible for our thoughts and our imagination and our emotions. It receives millions of bits of information from the world, the outside world, in a minute at a time. And this is under subconscious control and conscious control. And it allows us to have access to that higher mind, which is connected to, you know, that infinite intelligence. But if our brains are not taken care of, if we are not intentionally using it and keeping it healthy and strong, we lose that communication with our higher selves, that higher mind that manifests itself through the physicality of the brain.
Wow.
So neuroscientists, we study that. We study what is the brain, what it is responsible for. And when I learned about the brain, it was more of what's wrong with the brain, mm-hmm. and how does that look in medicine. But now I'm able to use it for a more empowering way for my own particular path.
And you sound so excited when you talk about the brain, you know, like we go in the shop for some designer clothes or something. You're just really you're passionate about it.
Oh, absolutely. I recently was talking to an interior designer whose husband is a neurosurgeon. And as soon as she said that, I had this epiphany that I'm an interior designer. I literally teach people how to use their brains better so that they can design a better life for themselves. So I teach people how to build up their inner world so that they can show up better in their outer world.
Well, you know, that's powerful for listeners because that says to me, Shantae, that no matter what a person's current situation or circumstances might be, that they can align themselves or begin to shift their thinking or understand the brain more and change their lives. So it's not hopeless.
Absolutely not. Our brains, we know this now in neuroscience because of brain imaging in the last 20 years. We can see what the brain is doing when we're thinking and feeling and carrying out an action. And we know that the brain is capable of growth. It wants to connect. It wants to grow. It wants to be challenged. And when we don't get that, we operate from those primitive levels of our brain. We get depression and anxiety because the brain is designed to make trillions and trillions of connections, but it has to be stimulated to do so. And we know more about the highest part of our brain, the most advanced part of our brain called the prefrontal cortex, that is responsible for us to live at a higher part of ourselves. If you think about a plane that's ascending above the clouds, is climbing up 30,000 feet, it doesn't matter what is going on below those clouds. Above the clouds, it is always sunshine. And that's what I teach clients, where they need to operate from, that higher part of their mind, that prefrontal cortex. Because when you are operating at that higher place in your mind, in your brain, it doesn't matter what's going on below the clouds. We know we're going to have challenges in life, but it's how you deal with them. You want to deal with them from the top part of your highest self and not the lower primitive, instinctive, fight or flight part of your brain. So you can deal with life from a top-down approach or a bottom-up approach. When we were learning to be humans, we were basically in survival mode, which is why we have the primitive parts of our brain. We had to figure out what was a threat and what was a reward. So we're naturally designed for threat versus reward, five times more wired for threat. But now we know we can rewire our brains to be more wired for reward and success. Wow. So in modern times, we shouldn't be operating from our modern, our primitive brains. We need to be operating from the modern part of our brains. And neuroscience is allowing us to understand those higher parts of our brain better and how to increase its activity.
Well, you know, I think before we started the recording, I said to you, God has really been drawing me to study about the brain, and I just love you and love your work and want to do everything I can to support you. And I was thinking, I said, I'm going to have to get in some of your courses. And I'm just saying to my listeners, not that I know everything, but I just believe in what this woman is doing so much. And I know that in my own life, that probably there are some areas where I could really connect at a deeper and a higher level if I understood the brain. And so I'm just telling you now, I'm going to get in some of your mastermind groups or something like that. You didn't know that, but I just felt if you'll let me in, you might not let me in, but because I understand the power of just this missing piece or this missing ingredient. I know you say that the brain is the missing key to manifesting with the law of attraction. So what do you mean by that?
Yeah, so first of all, Constance, you are always welcome in any of my courses, okay? Masterminds, trainings.
I'll be a good girl.
And I'm actually depending on you and people who are aware, who are operating at this level of consciousness to recognize that the brain is the key to our potential, our highest level of potential. Not everybody is going to get it right now, but it's not for everybody right now. It's for the people who get it. And those are the people I'm depending upon to spread this message, because I can only reach so many people. So that's why I do create the courses and the trainings, because I know that if I share my knowledge with you, then you will multiply that effort by sharing to your, you know, millions of listeners and people you come into contact with. So we are able to expand this knowledge, this crucial knowledge, by working together.
Right.
So I'm depending on you.
Okay. And so why do you say that the brain is like understanding the brain is like the missing key to manifesting? Break that down for our listeners.
Absolutely. So the first time I talked about this was at a Jack Canfield success event. And he was talking about the success principles from his book. And I was invited to speak about the brain science behind the law of attraction. Mm-hmm. Because for some people, the law of attraction doesn't work for them, or sometimes it works. Some people don't believe in it, period. But when I look at the world, my perception is from the lens of neuroscience, the brain, the mind. So when I was first introduced to the law of attraction, which was through the movie The Secret, mm-hmm. I started listening to it every day when I walked, the audio. And what I started to recognize was emotions. Emotions are important. Your thoughts are important. So where do these things start? They start in the brain. So my brain started going like, okay, our emotions, if we take our emotions, which is a key part of the law of attraction, the emotions is in the emotional brain or the limbic brain. That's like the second level of our brain. So we have a brainstem, an emotional brain, and the cortex. The cortex is the highest advanced part of the brain. Now, if we are in the emotional brain, that's where we feel our fear, our anger, our joy, our happiness, our love. Okay, so things that we experience in the world go through and get filtered through our emotional brain, so we can figure out, okay, what emotion do we attach this to?
Forgot to turn my phone off.
<That's> okay.
Oh boy, this is like live radio. But keep going.
Okay. So if we think about emotions, and we're taught you got to feel good mm-hmm. to, you know, manifest. This is the reason. Here's the brain science behind that. The emotional brain is right next to your memory, what's called the hippocampus, the short-term memory. And the reason we remember bad things, traumatic things that happened to us, is because we most likely had a strong, intense emotional response to that experience, which created strong mental maps that got embedded into our memory. So it's hard to forget, and it's hard to, shake the emotions that are attached to that memory. We can do the same with those things that we desire. We can have a strong emotional attachment to an experience so that our brain can make the mental maps and remember to keep doing that thing that, you know, whatever you are visualizing for yourself. And then your brain will automatically start operating from those mental maps. And it will be ingrained in your subconscious mind so that you will automatically be in tune with those people, those opportunities that will serve those mental maps. Because that's how your brain operates. It operates on mental maps and patterns and seeing what is going to support that journey.
Wow. You know, the interesting thing is so interesting. I have chills because you and I have not talked, but what you just said is what I've been meditating on all week, which is, if you want to create something different, you have to bring that experience with elevated emotions into your mind, your thinking, and your pictures.
Yes.
Versus waking up every day anchored with those same emotions from the past. Mm. Isn't that amazing? Yes.
That is. We're resonating on the same frequency. And we also know frequency is important for the law of attraction.
Okay. What does frequency mean? Break that down.
So in physics, frequency is, you know, the waves at which something can be measured. So we know that our brain goes through certain states of mind. So when we're asleep, we can measure our brain cells that are resonating on certain frequencies, the delta. And when we are awaking, we go through theta wave state, which is a little bit faster than delta, then alpha, which is like a meditative wave state, and then our fully conscious frequency is the beta wave states. So we can measure frequencies in the brain because of what our brain cells are doing. It shows up as waves. So just because we don't understand the law of attraction doesn't mean it's not working. Just because we don't see our brain waves doesn't mean we don't have them. So we can't use that as a reason why it's not working or it's not, you know, for us or that it's not real just because we can't see what's happening. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
We have what's called electromagnetic field around the Earth. We can't see it, but we know it's there. It's measurable because astrophysicists are able to use their fancy gadgets to determine, you know, what's keeping our north and south poles magnetized, you know, opposite. And it's this electromagnetic waves. And also this protection, this force field keeps us from burning up to a crisp because it deflects some of the sun's, you know, hot waves. So it's there. It also acts as a GPS system for birds to be able to migrate. So it, you know, it's serving its purpose, even though we don't understand it's there, but we're still using it. We're still benefiting from it. If you think about the brain, so this is where some more brain science is coming in. Our brains have electromagnetic fields as well. If you take one brain cell, you will be able to see that there are positive and negative charges. Anytime there are positive and negative charges, you create an electric field. When those positive and negative charges start flowing through the brain cell, it becomes magnetic. Thus, we have electromagnetic fields. So our emotions are electromagnetic.
Hmm.
Our thoughts are electromagnetic. Our beliefs are electromagnetic. So anything that we are focusing on are going to be sent out in the world as this energy field that will interact with others or
wow.
things. And we, just like that electromagnetic field of the Earth, it gets feedback as well. Should it keep the planet oriented or not? So we have to recognize that we are an electromagnetic field, and we have to be aware of how we use our thoughts and emotions. We have to be more intentional about it because they direct our thoughts, they direct our behaviors, and those result in things. Those result in how people respond to us. So our energy shows up before we even say a word.
Wow. That is so, that's so powerful. And so Shanti, let's break it down. So for someone who wants to manifest, let's just say more money or more love, they would have to begin to change their thinking and the emotions behind the thinking that would in turn change the pictures in their mind, and that sends out a frequency and that will begin to attract to them something different. Break that down for somebody who wants more money or more love.
Absolutely. So you have to start with intention, because your intention is going to change your perception of what you want. So you may say what you want, but if you don't change your intention of why do you want more love? Why do you want more money? If you don't know that why, your perception of that that amount of money or that person won't change. It's kind of like I would say priming your brain. So if you decide, if you lived your life of never wanting to have a dog, and then all of a sudden you see the cutest little terrier around, and you say, okay, you know, people seem pretty happy when they have a dog. So I'm going to go out and start looking for a dog. You shifted your intention and your belief about dogs based on some kind of, you know, stimulus or something. But you then start to see the next day all these terriers in the park, you know, owners walking their dog in the neighborhood, and everybody seems to have a dog or a terrier. It's not that all of a sudden everybody has dogs. It's just that your intention changed and your perception of dogs changed. So now your brain is more aware and will start directing your attention to those things, those people, those opportunities to get that dog. So when you say you want something, you have to change your intention about why you want that new goal. And then you will start to see more of those opportunities and understand what you need to do to get to that space. You will also be more self-aware. So if you wanted to get married, your intentions, of course, have to shift about that. You have to be more open to it. But you probably had some old memories and emotions associated with marriage that have to shift. So your intention will help to change those emotions and memories or the perception of those memories so that you can form new ones. And you have to intentionally, and this is a conscious move, you have to intentionally shift your emotions every time those old emotions come up and constantly reevaluate those memories so that they don't dominate your belief system. So, you know, all this is happening globally. It's not just one thing. It's changing. It's rewiring your whole level of thinking on an emotional level, on a memory level, on a thought level. And they're all working together. That's why, you know, when you hear about people playing the brain games, which I like brain games.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, they're really specific. You know, you're either doing a math game or a word game. Look at the colors. But when you are living life, we don't live in an isolated bubble, and neither does the brain. So when you are shifting your intention on something and you want to get to that higher goal, you want to manifest something, you have to bring all of this, your intentions, your belief systems, your emotions, all have to be resonating on the same frequency. So here's the thing. So in physics, when two frequencies are on the same frequency, they'll get amplified. And so the waves will get faster or higher in amplitude. But if you have one frequency that is moving at the opposite of that, the first frequency, you will get a cancellation. And it will be a destructive result. There will be no frequency. It'll be flatlined. So if you have a high emotional frequency because you just really want that dog, but you still have a belief system that says dogs are, they bite people because you have this memory, that means your belief is on a lower frequency. And when you add them together, it's not going to be as strong. So you're not going to send out the signals or form those mental maps strong enough in order to see opportunities and people to manifest that. So you want to make sure your thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and intentions are all operating on the same frequency so that you can manifest what you will.
Wow.
It's kind of like redesigning your mind. That's why I'm the interior designer.
Yeah.
You are rewiring your brain for success, but you need all those elements working on the same frequency.
And so, you know, I really understand now why it is important to say why. Why do you want more love? That really helps to add fuel and passion to what the person wants. And the way you really broke that down, I feel that it really gave listeners just a clear, concise picture. And anybody can begin to do what you just described, if they'll just take the time. So after they're clear about what they want and they have a clear intention and they feel that with passion and emotion, what else can people do utilizing their brain?
Yeah. So I think another part of the missing piece of the law of attraction is giving. I know we're taught to ask, and that's a verbal thing. You know, that starts in the brain, you know, giving yourself a verbal command to ask for what you want. And you do need to ask. You do need to put it out there. But you have to balance that. I mean, if you think of one of those, you know, balance machines, if all you're doing is asking, you know, that kind of makes us feel icky. You know, to always be asking and asking and asking. And the way to fill up that void is to balance it with giving. So in order to when you give, you're going to receive. If you just keep asking, like maybe you're selling something, or, you know, it's like you're just taking from the universe. But what are you putting out in the universe that will balance all of the asking? Now, we could have when we are asking and we don't have the belief system that we deserve it. You know, we can balance that by giving value to people, you know, serving others. And then we'll feel more comfortable in asking, because now we've balanced our spirit. Now we don't feel like we're just taking. So I think that's a good
What happens? Does our brain change when we ask? Or when we give, does something happen differently in our brain?
So when we're asking, we may not be totally comfortable about asking. You know, especially women, we're taught not to ask for help. We're not taught to ask for the sale. So we have some hidden belief systems, some mental maps that are associated just with asking.
So true.
But if we reframe it, we can balance those thoughts and that discomfort by understanding the principle of giving. Because when you're giving, you know, when you're being charitable, when you're volunteering, when you're giving value, you're resonating on a different frequency. So now, instead of having that guilt feeling, that I'm not good enough feeling, you're now going to have, you know, that higher level of frequency of service. So now you're asking on one frequency, but you're giving, which is matching that frequency. So now you show up more powerfully.
You know, that's so true. And you mentioned mental mapping. I want to go back to that. So is mental mapping the same thing as imagination? And since we're talking about the brain science, which I just love, what happens in our brain when we begin to imagine something, when we begin to picture something, and then add emotion to that? Does our brain start jumping around, or does it get excited? What happens?
Yeah, so a mental map is literally the wiring in your brain. What emotions are going to be connected to what memory, or what action, or what visualization. So we have, you know, 100 million miles of wiring in our brain. Okay, so let me just put that in a context. We have 100 billion brain cells, and each one is able to connect to 1 to 10,000 other brain cells. We have more connections in our brain than the number of stars in the universe. Okay, so we have miles and miles and miles of mental maps creating who we are. So when you think about imagination or visualization, which is a key part to the law of attraction, we know in neuroscience that when you visualize something, if you visualize you hitting a golf ball or a bat or lifting a weight, the motor cortex in your brain, the part that's responsible for really moving the body part, lights up when you just imagine that you're doing it.
Wow.
So we know that visualization is important to establish the mental maps for that skill, for that habit, for that thought. Wiring is taking place just by visualization. So you are starting the process imagining you're in that place, visualizing you're in that place, imagining you're meeting the love of your life. You have to put it in your imagination first, visualize it first, to really get the manifestation process going. We also know that muscle fibers actually grow when people are lifting an imaginary weight over a certain time period. So we are physiologically changing our brains, wiring our brains when we visualize and imagine what we desire. When you add emotion to that, remember the emotion is attached to the memory. In order to find, in order to form a memory, which is also a mental map, the stronger the emotion, the faster and deeper those connections will be. So emotions can only enhance the vision. And this, that mental map that your brain will subconsciously mostly and consciously refer to in moving towards your goal or getting what you desire.
Wow, this is so amazing. And, you know, when I just listen to you talk, it brings such hope to the listeners all over the world, because I can hear people saying and feeling and just thinking, I can do that. I can take 3 to 5 minutes or however long it takes to begin to think, to feel and see something different in my life. So what other things can people do to really harness the law of attraction?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I just want to say that, you know, understanding how the brain works is so key to the law of attraction, because it makes it more believable, and beliefs are a key part of the law of attraction. You know, you can visualize that your brain is really changing in the direction you want your life to go. Your brain is in your favor. It's waiting. It's awaiting instructions from you. And if you don't consciously design it, the society will. Those old programs will. So we might as well design our own minds in the way we want it to go. And it will go the distance for us if we go the distance for it. One process I also emphasize is having gratitude. When we have gratitude, it puts us in that state of happiness and joy and appreciation, which is a different vibration than not appreciating. Looking at what's wrong with your life, sadness, anger for what you don't have. Gratitude puts you in a higher state of mind and frequency, which you need in order to attract what you really want in life. So what gratitude does, we know this from neuroscience, it actually coordinates your thoughts and emotions. And it literally changes your brain. We're just now knowing that. We know that keeping a journal, writing down what you're grateful for, changes your perception of life. It helps to put you in a state of mind where you are now looking for the things that are right in your life versus what's wrong in your life. We know that negative thoughts, we've seen this in imaging, negative thoughts uncoordinate your thoughts.
Wow.
And it sends you in a downward spiral of emotions. The emotional brain, that is called the amygdala part of your brain, gets activated, which is responsible for threat, sadness, anger. And we don't want that turned up, because if the amygdala is activated, that means your higher cortex is deactivated and it's harder to think on a positive level and feel good and have good thoughts, all which are important for the law of attraction. So gratitude puts you in the right state of mind so that you can operate on a higher frequency and a higher level of emotions in order to be able to manifest.
Wow, that is so powerful. And so, Shanti, so what you're really saying is, if people will begin to be grateful for what they do have, be grateful for what's coming, be grateful for what they are expecting, be grateful for the good that has not yet appeared on the physical plane of their lives, the brain gets excited about that and begins to help them manifest that. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Perfect summary. I'm glad you brought up expectation.
Okay.
Because our brain, when we set our expectations for something that we desire or want, our brains will light up in expectation of that thing, of that person.
Wow.
It's not even really about getting the thing. You know, some people say it's the journey, not the destination.
Mm-hmm.
That's how your mind is. It will light up in anticipation of you working towards that, or you finding the person to help you, or you reading that passage from the book. Expectations are powerful, but you have to set your expectations in the direction it will go, and your brain will respond even before you get there. That's also deepening those mental pathways.
And so really, expectation and gratitude boils down to focus again. It's what people deliberately choose to think on, to expect, and to believe. So once again, listeners can begin to change their lives or keep it the same, either by default or design. It's their choice.
Yes, default or by design. That was good. That's a good one, Constance.
Well, you know, when you're around smart people, your vibration is just flowing to me here in Atlanta, and I'm just picking up on that. So anything else you would like to share? You know, just summarizing some of the things that you just said, set an intention, you know, elevated emotions and feelings, focus, giving, gratitude, expectation. You know, I used to wonder why almost every New York Times bestselling author who I interviewed, I would always say to them, what would be the number one thing that you would leave with listeners? And even Rhonda Byrne said the number one thing is gratitude. And now with you sharing what happens in our brain and just the power of expectation and journaling, I understand why they're saying that.
Absolutely. It literally changes your brain to see what is good with you, what is good with the people you're around, what's good in your life. That doesn't mean there's not challenges, but that's not your focus.
Mm.
You set your intention every day to see what is good in the world by starting with what you're grateful with in the world. And that's taking better control of our brains and our lives.
And so should people, let me ask you this, let's break it down. So when they get up every day, should people set aside time? What would that look like?
So I don't put a time on when you want to practice gratitude.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
But the optimal times to program our subconscious mind are when we are awakening and when we're falling asleep, because our conscious brain is not alert yet. we're in that theta alpha weight meditative state, which allows our subconscious mind to be programmed into what we want. So, you know, when I awake, you know, before my feet hit the floor, I'm thanking, you know, my God for life and breath. But when I go to sleep, I'm thanking that everybody made it home safely, that I was, you know, able to hug my children, that we had food today. You can start with the most basic things and work your way up. Writing down what you're grateful for is very powerful, and it can be done any part of the day, especially when those days you're having a challenge with, you know, being present, or you're comparing your life, or you feel like, you know, you don't have the best car and you really want another one. You're sick of it. I mean, having a car is a blessing. But also having feet and legs to walk and run, that's a blessing too. It's still a mode of transportation.
Yeah, it is.
You know, so that takes you out of that, you know, that downward spiral, that negative downward spiral, and that sends you back in the, you know, the positive emotion so that you can deal with your life better.
And so share with our listeners, what has been one of the most powerful things or experiences that you have manifested in your life by understanding brain science and the law of attraction?
One of the biggest things, and there's been a few, is that when you write down what you want, it will come into fruition. But you have to be writing it from a place of intention. You have to be writing from that deeper why. And because that's coming from another place.
Yeah.
And when you write it down, it's like cementing in your nervous system that this will happen. And you are okay about the timeline. I wrote down what I wanted to accomplish professionally.
Okay.
And all I wrote was, I want to speak on the world stage. I didn't say what stage. I just said, I want to speak on the world stage. And 2 years later, I was asked to speak on the TEDx stage, which is one of the biggest world stages. Yeah. And it was an effortless move. All I did was show up to a networking event that I was kind of dragged to. And I just started having this dialogue. And we were just talking about life. And I was talking about, you know, this is, you know, what I do. I teach people about the brain. And, you know, I decided to, you know, empower people. And she said, I need you on my stage. I'm like, what stage? My TEDx stage. And, you know, from there, I was like, of course. And so, and another thing I wrote that same day was to meet Tony Robbins. And 2 to 2.5 years later, I'm on HuffPost Live with Tony Robbins. So writing down with your intentions, your burning desire, will help your brain to wire itself to see opportunities and to put you in the places that you need, and to, you know, harness your intuition so that you can manifest what you write down.
And so I have a question. So during this 2-year period, did you write that down often and look at, I desire to be on the world stage speaking? Did you look at that often? Was that an everyday thing for you, or did you just look at it occasionally?
So that's the beauty of the subconscious mind. It's picking up on peripheral things like millions of bits of information a minute. So it was on my wall. It was on a big poster in my office. So at some level of my awareness, I was seeing it every day. So I wasn't writing it every day. Maybe if I would have wrote it every day, you know, maybe it would have manifested sooner. Because when you write, you are also creating your experience. You know, you are sealing in the mental maps even further. So writing is a powerful thing. for sure for the mind and the nervous system?
Well, you know, I've already told you at the beginning that I'm going to join your mastermind, because when I listen to you, I'm so inspired and really intrigued by God and just the power of our brain and the science behind that. So kind of share with our listeners, what do you have available? I know that you have a new ebook and you have some other things, but break that down so we'll know exactly what that is.
Absolutely. So I always want to encourage people to sign up for my newsletter, where I send you information a couple times a month about what I'm up to, what stages I'll be on, what mm-hmm. new products or books or services. And also I give tons of value on how to use your mind and brain better so that you can reach your highest level of potential. And my website is just my name, ShantaeTaylor.com. And I'm sure you'll have
spell that, Shantae, so okay. people can...
Okay. It is S as in Sam, HONTE Taylor, TAYLOR.com. Also, I do have an ebook. I don't have the link, but I hopefully, Constance, you can put it somewhere.
Okay.
The ebook is The Brain Science Behind the Law of Attraction.
Wow. And that ebook, for every listener who believes that I really operate out of the spirit, I'm going to really encourage all of you to get that ebook. How much is it, Shanti? I'm just asking you up front.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Yes, it is $6.99.
Okay, that's nothing. You're worth that investment. So I'm expecting a couple of thousand of you to go to her website and really just get that ebook, because just reading and meditating on and saturating yourself with that knowledge, that can mean the difference between no money and millions. I've seen Absolutely. It 100 times, and no love and all kinds of love and release of weight, etc. So that's one that I really want to encourage. Keep going, Shantae.
Yes. And I have online courses. You can see all this on my website, a self-mastery course to help manage your mind, manage your emotions, and manage your life so that you can live at your highest level of potential. Every few months, I open up the doors to my Optimind Neuroscience Coaching Certification Program. So it's a certification program for coaches, leaders, teachers, anyone who has impact and influence on others and want to advance their strategies, their teaching strategies, coaching strategies on another level by understanding neuroscience, is welcome into the program. And the next time I'm opening up that is in January of 2017.
I'm going to be in that.
You can definitely get on my newsletter, and I will give you the updates on that when that rolls back around. But I really want everyone to start with the ebook.
Right. Because with the ebook, you can take it, you can read it, you can absorb it. I like to take it. I like to read through a book and then go back and then highlight what I feel is jumping out at me or what I feel is resonating with me, and then just meditate certain parts that I feel are applicable from this season in my life. And, you know, I always say all it takes is one word from God, one truth from the Spirit, one download from God to say, no, don't do it this way. Do more of this. Change your thinking to this. Meditate on this. And that's the difference between lack and just unlimited abundance. And so that's why I'm so passionate about, I haven't read the ebook, but I'm going to buy it. And because I know this woman really produces just powerful products, and her spirit is one of serving mankind. And I just love you for the work that you're doing and for the diligence that you have taken and the time of study, my goodness, just listening to you, I'm like, who can remember all of those things that she's talking about the brain? But you share it with us and you break it down so that we can just take it and eat it and apply it to our lives.
Oh, absolutely. And this is why it's more empowering for me to use neuroscience at this capacity, because I was trained for 15 years to tell people what was wrong with their brains, dementia, brain injuries, and that wasn't fulfilling for me. But that didn't mean I had to turn away from this knowledge, this gift of understanding neuroscience. Now I give it to everybody, you know, regardless of if something is wrong or not. I think everybody has the ability to understand, and they have the right to learn about the greatest technology on the planet to live at their highest level of themselves. So that's how I show up. That's how I serve. And I feel more empowered and fulfilled as a result.
Yeah, I bet you do. And you know, I don't know, when I hear brain science, it makes me feel closer to God, and it makes me realize, wow, what an awesome God, Father, infinite intelligence, loving, kind, supporting spirit is in our lives. But it shows me also, Shantae, how powerful we are, what yes. powerful co-creators we are. And how yeah. we can really design, like you said, anything that we desire. That's powerful.
We are responsible for our own conscious evolution. Mm-hmm. And it starts with the brain and the mind.
Wow. Well, I said to you behind the scenes that there's no doubt in my mind where you're going. And where God has taken you. And it's not even a matter of time. I just see things happening for you quickly. I love the way that you are able to really just break down brain science in a way that we all can understand, but also where we can apply it in our everyday lives. And all I'm going to say is, remember me.
You are unforgettable, Constance.
Well, once again, thank you so much, Shantae. And everybody, remember to visit her website and really get that ebook. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. Once again, visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And as I say every week, you know what I'm going to say. God loves you. I love you. And my new mantra is what? Today is the best day of my life. And 2016 is the best year of my life. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.